I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Fog will burn away today. We'll see a partly sunny sky. Expect a high of 87 degrees. Governor Bruce Rauner is being criticized for initially refusing to describe the weekend violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, as an act of terrorism. At an unrelated bill signing Monday morning, Rauner condemned the racism, hatred, and violence, but he repeatedly refused to answer reporters' questions about whether he thought the killing was an act of domestic terrorism.
Is it an act of terrorism?
It is outrageous, and we've got to fight against it.
It's not terrorism. What about the president's words?
I did not say that, Marianne. Come on.
You won't answer the question. Is it an act of terrorism, yes or no?
You define terrorism. What I'll say is that is horrible, horrible behavior. Completely beyond the pale. We in America have to fight against it in every regard.
Several Democratic candidates for governor condemned Rauner's, quote, cowardice and indifference. After that criticism began, the governor's office issued a statement calling the violence in Charlottesville, quote, abhorrent and absolutely an act of domestic terrorism. Cairo's mayor is Chicago Alderman Amaya Pawar's choice for lieutenant governor in next year's election. Pawar is a Democrat running for Illinois governor. He says Mayor Tyrone Coleman, quote, embodies the struggle that every Illinois family in town is experiencing. Pawar says neither he nor Coleman are career politicians. That makes them, he says, ideal candidates to fight problems in Springfield. Coleman was born in Cairo. He's a Marine veteran and served in Republican Governor Jim Edgar's administration. He's in his second term as Cairo's mayor. Some Republican lawmakers say the Illinois House of Representatives may not have the votes needed to override Governor Rauner's veto of a school funding bill. Tony Arnold has more on tomorrow's special session.
The state Senate overrode Rauner's veto with one Republican joining Democrats. But in the House, the original bill passed 11 votes short of a veto-proof majority, so Democrats would need Republican help. Republican State Representative Steve Anderson broke from Rauner to pass a state budget, but says he won't this time on school funding.
I don't see any other Republicans breaking on this issue right now. As time goes on, if there isn't a compromise and if schools downstate start not opening, that's a question you're going to have to ask those representatives about how they feel about their districts.
If the House does not override Rauner, the bill fails and there's no backup plan to fund schools. I'm Tony Arnold.
Preschool-aged children enrolled in publicly funded early childhood programs in schools in Illinois will be protected from expulsion under a new law. State officials say early education programs will be able to temporarily remove a child for safety concerns, but program officials have to try to address the behavior through intervention and community services. The law takes effect in January. We'll see some fog through this morning, then a partly sunny sky today and a high near 87 degrees. A slight chance of rain tonight into tomorrow. Tonight's low 72, tomorrow's high 89. I'm Jennifer Fuller.